Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Our top stories include this breaking news of the Senate report. It is a 94-page report that details what happened on July 13th at the Butler Farm show.
There's some pretty shocking stuff here. We've been able to find the highlights so people don't have to go through all 94 pages, but this is an amazing list, Larry. The Senate report says several Secret Service officials had chronic problems with their radios. One instance is a counter sniper was offered a local radio but didn't have time to pick it up because he was trying to fix his own radio. And due to failures of radios in Butler, the special agent in charge gave away his radio to elite advance agents and went without one for the rest of the day.
Added on top of that, the Secret Service's drone units had, quote, technical problems, so much so that at 4:33, the Secret Service employee operating the drone system had to call a toll-free helpline for support. And the report notes the agent only had 3 months' experience working with that equipment and lacked knowledge about it.
That's the guy flying the drone.
And there were criticisms that there weren't any drones, and there weren't because there were technical issues.
And they had a guy with minimal experience, about 90 days experience doing it. Secret Service personnel were notified about a suspicious person with a rangefinder about 30 minutes before the shooting. The lead service agent and other officials told the panel, the Senate panel, they did not get that information.
Another alert about an individual on the roof of a building was sent by radio from a local law enforcement officer to the Secret Service 2 minutes before the shooting. This was followed by another alert that the individual was armed, but the message was not relayed to key Secret Service personnel.
Now, this is the one that just blows my mind. A counter sniper interviewed by the Senate panel described seeing local law enforcement running toward the building where Crooks was positioned. They had their guns drawn, but he did not alert Trump's protective detail because it, quote, did not cross his mind to notify someone to get Trump off the stage.
It did not cross his mind.
No kidding.
And then it goes on, and just a few more details, and there'll be a lot more about this. According to this report, counter-sniper teams were dispatched to Butler following, quote, credible intelligence of a threat. However, nearly all the Secret Service personnel that spoke to the committee said they were unaware of this potential threat.
My gosh, just unbelievable stuff, Larry. Also, the advance team for the Secret Service were denied additional resources and could not identify who had final decision-making authority for the event. I mean, you would automatically assume the Secret Service would have the final decision on everything to do with that event. I mean, doesn't that make sense to you?
Yeah. And Connecticut Senator Rich Blumenthal.
Blumenthal. It's a misspell.
Oh, yeah. Even in this report, there's a misspell.
Yeah.
Who heads the Permanent Investigation Subcommittee said, quote, it was really truth being stranger than fiction. It was like an Abbott and Costello farce. Who's on first, finger pointing all the different actors.
Boy, so, what a perfect summation of that by Senator Blumenthal.
There will be an exhaustive, a detailed release of this report.
This is an interim report from a Senate committee, and we have also the House committee, the task force that's being chaired by a Butler County Republican, Kelly, Congressman Kelly.
Bipartisan group of people just trying to get to the facts. What happened that day? What went wrong, and who's to blame? It sounds like the Secret Service is taking the full brunt of this report.
Well, this is not a good one.
That said, people will be talking about Vice President Kamala Harris back in Pittsburgh today. She'll release her financial plan for the future.
They say it's a major economic policy speech. And then I've got a blurb this morning that she's going to expand on what she's been calling a opportunity economy. How much detail will we get? I don't know yet.
And this is on top of former President Donald Trump's visit the previous day to Katanning and Armstrong County, Smithton and Westmoreland County, and then IUP and Indiana County.
And what was his focus for most of it? Farming and the economy.
And Helene is going to be in the news and the top of a lot of minds because we have such a relationship with Florida. Many people have friends, relatives, visits, second places, condos. Thinking about the folks in the Gulf in particular, what is still Tropical Storm Helene expected to strengthen into a major hurricane and come up to the Big Bend area, which is where the panhandle begins when you go up north on the Gulf side of Florida, and then it bends to the west.
Yeah, in that area, what I'm seeing right now are hurricane warnings and flash flood warnings almost all along the western coast of Florida from Key West going all the way up to the Big Bend. So our friends are going to get a fair amount of rain, and I would imagine the storm surge might be the bigger part of this.
And that's what people are talking about on the Big K Morning Show. We are running out of September, and it's truck month at Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville on the Golden Mile, right next to their brand new Bowser Genesis dealership, by the way, which is beautiful. And they have Bowser Chevrolet in Chippewa, and I was there last week, saw over 100 trucks in stock, ready to go, from Chevy Silverado 1500. Man, I have not looked at the newer trucks lately. They're absolutely stunning. And if you're a work person, the 6500 HD, and that stands for heavy duty. I learned that. Yeah, I've got my heavy duty truck, and you can get it for the best price possible at Bowser. And the all-new Chevy Silverado EV. This is the first ever Silverado EV, and it packs a punch. Pulls up to $10,000 or 10,000 pounds of towing, 0 to 60 in under 4.5 seconds, and an estimated range on a single charge, 440 miles. But this is the big thing, 0% for 36 months through the end of September. So visit Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville or Chippewa, or go to thepowerofbowser.com. Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go. You can Bluetooth right to your smart speaker, your car, and it's really a cool way, no matter where you go, to stay tuned, stay in touch with KDKA.
And with my phone and the app on the phone, plus CarPlay, there's nowhere I cannot listen to our station now, either at home, on my smart TV, on my phone, wherever I'm at, or in the car.
What if people try to listen on their dumb TV? We have smart everything. Artificial this, intelligence this,
I don't,
smart TV.
I'm sure I don't know what all my television can do. I barely scratched the surface of its capability. I'm positive about that.
Yeah, it's pretty natural to do what you need it to do, but there are so many other options.
Like our phones, for example.
Oh, yeah, and we have, it's so easy now with this app to, you know, it used to be, we joke about it, but people used to have transistor radios. And they would take those everywhere. And now your $1,000 phone is your transistor radio, too. But it's digital quality, and it's all good. Couple of notes in sports. And we got to vet this story about Rowdy Tellez being, what do they call it when they...
Designated for assignment.
Which means what?
Fired. Demoted. Sent. You know, given they're either going to A, send him back to Indianapolis, or he has the choice that he may have the choice to not go and then just walk away.
And the reason we bring this up is because it kind of blew up on social media last night that he was four at-bats away from a $200,000 bonus.
Yeah.
And a lot of fans are just going wild.
And Charrington was asked about it and went on for quite a while about, no, this had... You know, the money had nothing to do with the decision. However, I can say this. One of the things I picked up on in the responses from fans was Tellez was a guy who was getting booed the first couple of months, and then he rallied and was coming back and making a contribution and doing fairly well. And so here's a guy that they were cheering for, and now all of a sudden, here we are at the end of another losing season, and then this happens to a team that has a reputation for being what?
Frugal.
Yeah, that's a good word. That's a good safe word.
So that's what fans are really burned up about last night.
I mean,
I saw it blow up on social media.
95% of the responses that I've read on social media to this story, 95% are negative. Jason Mackey, the sports columnist now for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, has written a very, very good article about this if you're looking for more information.
Also, another sports note, Brett Favre revealed that he has Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's, and this was, he was testifying because he's involved in a really complicated, deep case, right, about accepting money for speeches he didn't give, for money that was earmarked for the less fortunate.
Did he say that he's returned the money or that he has repaid it? I wasn't sure about what he said about that.
You know, it once he said, I have Parkinson's, it seemed like everything else stopped.
Right.
And that was the focus. And that was what was released yesterday after he addressed it. I didn't look at the details beyond that, but it's a pretty deep and complicated story of a guy who's Hall of Fame quarterback, Super Bowl champion, and, you know, you wonder why would he get himself involved in something like
that. Well, then there was the painkiller problem back when he was playing still.
Right.
So he's had some turbulent weather in his life.
Now he's dealing with Parkinson's disease. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. Don't have to tell you, southwestern Pennsylvania has been a frequent visiting spot for our campaignees, including former President Donald Trump, who was at Smithton in Westmoreland County on Monday, then went to Armstrong County in Katanning, then to Indiana County at IUP. And today, Vice President Kamala Harris is due in Pittsburgh. Paul, we don't have the exact details of the visit.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is it right?
Just this afternoon, and something about the economy will be the topic. And I want to ask you this question. What's the over and under to you on the number of stops that both of these campaigns will make in the next few weeks?
Well, we know Donald Trump's going back to Butler on October 5th, and we presume there'll be other visits. Kamala Harris stayed here over the Labor Day weekend for several days. And we're joined by former Congressman, former Undersecretary of the United States Army, the 32nd, Patrick Murphy, who's from Philadelphia originally. We appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, Larry. Thanks, guys. It's great to be back on with you.
Should I call you Congressman or Undersecretary Murphy?
No, you call me Patrick. Listen, it was an honor to serve. I don't know if you know this, but I actually served in the Army and with one of the Rooneys, Tom Rooney. We were prosecutors together. We taught at West Point together. And we served in Congress together. And I was a Democrat, he's Republican, and now we're business partners. We invest in veteran-owned companies. We've invested over $75 million in 63 veteran-owned companies, which are doing great. So it's great to be with you. I'm on the other side of the state, but I enjoy my sheets just as much as I enjoy my Wawa.
Very outstanding. You know, you said something that I think will resonate with a lot of people, and that's just anecdotally the fact that you, being a Democrat, working with a Republican together in business, I think a lot of people would like to see a little more bipartisan participation in trying to move the country forward, because it's so divisive right now, as you're acutely aware.
No doubt, Larry. And I think that's what people are so frustrated about. They just want to cheer for America. They want us to move our country forward when it comes to good jobs here, you know, being a great nation like we are, and just, you know, living by our values. And they're not necessarily Democratic values or Republican values, they're American values. So I'm excited about the speech today in Pittsburgh. We're going to have the vice president there. Kamala Harris has laid out her economic vision. She's saying, hey, listen, we got to invest in small businesses. 98% of the jobs out there that people are employed in are in small businesses. So it's about a $50,000 tax break, you know, for tax write-off for small businesses. It's about, you know, looking at here in Pennsylvania, where we have right now oil and gas production is at all-time high. We need to be investing in our natural resources, at the same time investing in green energy. So it's like that all-the-above approach. And Ari, I'm sure you saw the news last week. They just announced that we're going to do even more nuclear energy here in Pennsylvania. We're going to reactivate part of the Three Mile Island to energize the new data center that Microsoft's building. So, you know, things are moving, but we got to make sure we're doubling down on American jobs here in Pennsylvania and throughout our great nation.
And you mentioned the energy, and give people here in Pennsylvania, in southwestern Pennsylvania in particular, an idea. When Kamala Harris was against fracking, she has changed her mind, no doubt because the people of Pennsylvania are relying on the financial returns and the jobs it creates, this natural gas we're seated on. That's got to, what about people that say, oh, if she wins, then she'll change her mind again?
No, listen, Larry, actions speak louder than words. I learned that in the Army. I learned that, you know, teaching at West Point. And she has delivered, her and Joe Biden have delivered when it comes to energy here in America. And the stats couldn't be more clear. Every single day, we pump out about 13.2 million barrels a day in oil. And natural gas is at an all-time high. And Pennsylvania, as you know, we're the second largest state when it comes to natural gas. When she was, you know, representing California, she did in front of president, she did say she was against it. But when she joined Joe Biden, she said, hey, listen, we have to represent all the United States. I'm for fracking. That was years and years and years ago. She has delivered time and time again. She's been on record time and time again. And we have to get after it. Why it's important is because we have this all of the above energy approach, meaning, yeah, oil, natural gas, nuclear, et cetera. But also they've invested in green energy, which are the jobs of the future here in America. And why this is important, Larry, to our national security, we need to make sure that, one, we're not relying on foreign oil. But when we look at the natural gas, you know, Europe is dependent on Russia. You know, Russia is not a good player. They're invading countries, Ukraine, as we know. And we have now even outsourced some of our, you know, liquid natural gas, 140% increase over to the European countries and others, because, you know, we need to make sure they're not dependent on Russia. We could outsource that and invest, you know, obviously in jobs here in Pennsylvania and beyond.
Patrick, Paul Rasmussen here. Quick question to follow up on that. During the Biden administration, liquid natural gas exports, there's been a moratorium on increases, if I understand, new permits. Do you think that the an incoming Harris administration would modify that to allow more exports of liquid natural gas?
I do, and I really do think that, like, listen, I'm an Army guy, but we have a great Navy guy out there in Congressman Chris DeLuzio, who's been partnering with Bob Casey on this, and John Fetterman, saying, hey, we need to do more. I know they're reviewing this, they're looking at it, but we need to get those permits moving, and they're looking at them, and I think that's important. When people understand, you know, we should care about our country first, obviously, right? But we're a great country. Because we're a good country. And if we can create jobs, invest in our natural resources, and then help our European allies so they can wean themselves off of their dependency on Russian natural gas, that's incredibly important to our national security, especially at a time when you have Russia and China partnering up to send shockwaves throughout the world. And that's why when you look at even jobs in, you know, here in places like Lackawanna County in Scranton, we're making artillery shells here that we're shipping over in Scranton, that we're shipping over to Ukraine to defend themselves. Why is that important? Because in Pennsylvania and across our country, we're becoming the arsenal of democracy once again. We are telling people like Vladimir Putin, stop messing around with our allies. And when you mess with our allies, we're going to stand with them shoulder to shoulder. And we don't want unnecessary wars. We're the reluctant warrior in our country, but we will share our, you know, munitions and other things while we restock our own here, you know, in America.
Well, we will see what happens when Vice President Kamala Harris visits and hear what she has to say. And we appreciate your time this morning, Congressman Patrick Murphy. Thank you.
Larry, Paul, thanks so much. If I could ever be helpful, you let me know. God bless you guys. And I'm on social media at @PatchMurphyPA, but it's going to be a great day for democracy and this economic vision here in Pittsburgh. So great to be with you guys.
This time at PPG Paints Arena on November 15th. And we've got a pair of tickets for you right now. 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. You can call Aaron, and we'll set you up. Caller number 7, we will make you a winner. Right now, we're going to check in with Dr. Margaret Larkins Pettigrew, OBGYN, and Allegheny Health Network's Chief Clinical Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well. And when I saw this report, which we're going to discuss, I was a little shocked in this day and age that for the first time in two decades, the infant mortality rate in the United States has risen. And the natural question is, why?
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, I just have to express how grateful we are to make sure that, to tell you that this is a great platform that you've given us to talk about such an important issue. This is a public health crisis, and it's been that way for a while. But now that we've had have the data, and we've had the data for a while, and that's one thing I want our audience to leave with today, is that we do have the data that says this is a public health crisis, that we as a country have the data to not only support that this is a major issue, but to support the fact that we can actually create solutions to this problem. And so what struck me most is that many of the deaths of our babies are secondary to mom's complications. And that's kind of what rose from this article for me, is that we really have to now turn back to how we really take care of mom so we can take care of baby.
And I think this would shock a lot of people, you know, just waking up and hearing, wait a minute, we've made such medical advances, we have such resources here in this country, how can the infant mortality rate possibly be going up after 20 plus years?
Absolutely. And I think that because we now know the root causes of some of the things that are happening in this space, it's time for our healthcare systems as well as our community partners to begin to work in concert and not in silos to actually make sure we change the direction that this is going in. And so, yes, it is a shock for all of us, but it's time for us to take action.
And what will that action be, Doctor? How can we help? What do we need to know?
First of all, doing what you're doing today is making sure that we're calling this attention to everybody, because everybody has to be on this journey to make a difference in the lives of all babies. Healthcare systems that really make sure we give quality care come together with those community partners that also work in this arena, that they take care of women every single day in many different aspects as it relates to midwifery care, care as far as our diaper banks, our milk banks, and it goes on and on, how we really take care of women in this in our communities that then will take care of our babies. Because looking at the complications that we see in our women today will make a difference if we can actually decrease those complications, will decrease the death of our babies.
And where do you direct people to get more information?
They can actually give us a call at the Allegheny Health Network, and they can call us through our DEI.org by email, and or they can just call us directly through our DEI space at Allegheny Health Network. That's the diversityequityinclusion.org at Allegheny Health Network, and we can direct them in the right directions and give them the opportunity to volunteer and help us in this space.
412-DOCTORS, also a good number. And AHN.org, Dr. Margaret Larkins Pettigrew, OBGYN. We appreciate your time this morning. It's an important message. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.